Welcome to SCI Care, What Really Matters podcast. I am Dr. Jennifer Coker, and I will be your host for this special series we are calling ISCOS 2022 Vancouver Conversations. Here, our ISCOS Education Chair, Stephen Muldoon, talks with Nepalese students, Surjana Bhutan and Bina Giwali, to discuss attending ISCOS 2022 and what learnings they can take back to Nepal. Here is what they have to say.
Well, it was lovely meeting you earlier at the session on prevention of secondary complications. So would you tell me a little bit about yourselves, what your profession, where you're from, and
My name is Srijana Gautam, and I am a student studying MSc in medicine at University of Alberta here in Edmonton, Canada. And I am a physiotherapist. I'm a registered physiotherapist at back home in Nepal. And I worked around 4 years with people with a spinal cord injury in one and only specialized rehabilitation center in Nepal, which is Spinal Injury Rehabilitation Center. Yeah.
Great, Srijana. Very good. And you, Bina?
Hi, I'm Bina Giwali. I'm from Nepal and I'm a physical therapist as well. Right now I'm doing my master's in rehabilitation science in University of Alberta.
Yep.
And my current research focuses on returning to work after a spinal cord injury. And I practiced as a physiotherapist for 3 years in western part of Nepal. It mm-hmm. was not specifically concentrated in a spinal cord injury patient. It was kind of a multi-speciality rehab center, mm-hmm. but I got to see spinal cord cases as well. Mm-hmm. And I developed an interest from there, and I approached my professor and got here.
Oh, that's fantastic. And coming to a conference like this, what do you feel you can take away from it?
For me, it's like in one of the part of my research is comparing those factors in high-income countries and low-income countries mm-hmm. as well. And coming to this conference gave me a perspective of like how advanced the Western countries are, the high-income countries, compared to the country I'm coming from. Mm-hmm. I'm getting that perspective, and I'm hopeful that I will implement this in my country as well, mm-hmm. taking this back to my country.
And do you feel that, you know, your perspectives from Nepal, mm-hmm. that high-income countries could actually learn from countries like Nepal?
Like, for the factors I'm exploring right now, it's like for example, marriage, which I found associated with returning to work, but it's associated only in high-income countries, but not in low-income countries. And when my professor and I like brainstormed for a while, and what we thought is like marriage is a kind of cultural thing in Nepal, and divorce is not so mm-hmm. like common thing in Nepal, but it's very common in Western countries, and that could have influence. Like, I'm exploring those kind of factors.
Okay. And Srijana, you've obviously got a strong interest in spinal cord injury, and I was talking to you earlier, I seen you in one of the workshops, you asked very good questions, so where did that stem from?
Actually, while I was doing my undergrad in Bachelor of Physiotherapy, and I had won my posting at SIRC, I was just in my third year, and that time I felt like, okay, this is my place. I really loved what I learned in posting. I was just a student, but I actually love to work with people with spinal cord injury. And that time I decided that, okay, after I graduated, I will join here. Mm-hmm. And luckily I got job there and I worked there for 4 years. And again, I realized that, I just have now work experience. I should upgrade my study. Mm-hmm. That's why I decided to do my MSc, and I wanted to do research in spinal cord injury. Mm-hmm. So that's how I approached my professor. And I got approval from him, and I got admitted at University of Alberta. And now my research focus is also in spinal cord injury. And what I am planning to do is, like, I want to see the lived experience of people with spinal cord injury regarding their acute hospital stay. Mm-hmm. So because as a clinical physiotherapist, I realized that there is gap, like surgeon cannot explain. I don't know where is the gap. That's what I'm going to find. But like a patient used to say that, okay, I never knew that after my surgery, I have to go to the rehabilitation hospital.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I thought that after the surgery, I can stand, I can walk, and I can go back home. No one told me that I have to go to rehabilitation hospital. Look, now I'm here and I cannot move my leg. I don't know how long I have to stay here. Like, I heard lots of those things. That what motivated me to do research in, I'm doing qualitative research and look, I'm looking from patient's perspective, their hospital stay, acute hospital stay. So that what motivated me and I'm here now.
Thank you for listening. We hope you are enjoying our Vancouver conversations. As always, we would love to hear from you. If you have any questions or suggestions, you can email them to admin@iscos.org.uk. And in more exciting news, we invite you to join us in person again in the beautiful city of Edinburgh, Scotland on the 8th through 11th, October 2023. We hope to see you there.